Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Do you know what's been nice
what?
Over this sort of holiday period is that I holidayed in my own backyard.
Oh.
Right? And so Jimmy and I, we went down to Werribee South.
Oh, yeah.
And we stayed there for a few days and then we came back home and then we went back and stayed there for a few days again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just nice being with the old crew again.
Sure. Yeah.
And having a full house and it's loud and everything's going on.
Everybody's
and
then, yelling at each other because
yes,
it's a very ethnic
yes,
scenario.
Yes. And I think that takes a while for people to get used to.
Is it like a sitcom? I imagine it to be quite like a sitcom.
Oh, my. You could film us. Where? We could be, yeah. For sure.
Jimmy's the odd one out. How does he get used to living with all of these very European people?
No, but then there's Bridget, my brother's fiance.
But she's the character who's been around for a while and
yes,
she's like easing him into the life. So
yes, yeah, yeah, it is like that.
Yeah. And they do this thing where they look at each other and like shrug their shoulders and be like, Mamma mia.
That's Italian. You're in the wrong place.
Sorry.
But yeah, no, it's fun because we all went over for New Year's. You're supposed to have a lunch on New Year's. And that never happens.
What, New Year's Day?
New Year's Day.
Oh, forget
you're supposed
that
to have a like a big wog lunch.
Who's
because what happens is that you're supposed to make this wog thing called Vielnik, right?
Mm.
And it's like a pastry that circles.
Oh,
circles.
I know it. Yeah.
And then you put a coin in it.
Oh,
and like
you
a special
told us
type
about
of,
this before.
Because I won it last year.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the coin.
Nah, you've done it again, mate. You've hit the barometer.
No, all right. I'll get to the
setup.
Good point. I'll get to the good point.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had cheese triangles this time because no one could make the Vielnik.
Okay.
Mum couldn't be bothered. So we put a coin in cheese triangles and anyway, it was a big thing. So we had dinner all together, all of us there, sisters, brother, family.
Beautiful.
Blah, right?
Beautiful.
Anyway, at the end, anyway, at the end, you know, it always, people kind of go off, you know. People will, you know,
like
we're
nuts,
all,
like.
Well, no, we're, you know, some of us are in the kitchen, some of us hanging out there, and some of us will go into the living room, and then some of us, you know what I mean? So there's a few different conversations going on. Anyway, so my sister Kim, her boyfriend Nathan, dad were in the living room, and there was a lot of screaming and stuff going on. And I was like, what? And I just kind of parked my ass on the floor.
My keister.
And I'm like, what the hell is this that you're watching?
Mm.
I've never seen this before.
Mm.
I'm assuming I'm the only one that hasn't.
Yeah.
But there was a game that was getting played. I could only imagine it was the only thing on TV. It's this game. Ooh. Tipping Point. Tipping Point.
Okay, so.
Have you seen this?
I think I have. So is Tipping Point the one where it's like when you go to the shops and you put $2 in the machine and
yes,
you try and knock coins off the shelf?
Yes. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, are you guys for real?
Made a what, show about it?
What is this show? And I was sitting down, they're like, just sit down. And I'm like, hang on, what? And they, you know, I'm that person that came in and they had to explain it all to me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you become one of those people, then when the next person comes in, so Kristen came in and I'd already watched like 10 minutes of it and then she starts asking questions. I'm like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, because I've become one of the main players.
Yeah.
And then the new player comes.
You've settled in.
Tipping Point is the weirdest game. Basically, for those who have never seen it, it's a giant arcade thing where you basically have to drop coins. You answer a bunch of general questions. I've got four contestants.
Yeah.
And then you get to drop coins and then however many coins you push off, that's like £10 each or £50 or some crap.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, you get like a fat coin and you're like, whoa. And like, anyway, I am so embarrassed. We were screaming. We were like on our, like screaming at the TV, standing up, jumping around like, yes, the
right
guy won the major prize. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I'm not going back.
They do a follow-up to the show called The Stacker. And then you can have, you do the stacker and you get it right to the top and then you go and you try and claim your prize and then the pub that you're at actually says, oh, no, I know it says $500, but it's actually not $500.
No, we don't talk about that.
It's $200 of
actual. We don't talk about that.
Store credit. And then you do a deal with them and then they don't actually pay up.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock 955.
You know me, Tom Lewis, champion of the people.
Yes.
Always looking out for people.
You are. You're an absolute doll.
Social justice warrior.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're getting, yeah.
Is,
all right.
Is how I describe myself on the socials.
Mm.
And every so often I like to put a post up and it just kind of really reflects the good things that I've done for other people, which is really endearing to other people that see it on socials.
Okay. Are you having a go at me right now?
No. Okay. No, no. I'm just...
Because I love a share.
I'm just saying, yeah, you do love a share.
But I love getting behind causes.
I love
I just
seeing.
Felt like that was a bit of a...
Nah. Nothing to do with you, mate. I just love when you get on socials and you see other people posting about good stuff that they've done. Like, oh, yeah, I did all this for charity. Check out how good I am. Anyway, this one is a double standard. I don't like seeing people getting ripped off.
Yeah.
I don't...
Like seeing people getting ripped off, well, you might have to go to a therapist.
Yeah, well, there's... Yeah,
there's something going
bigger
on.
Bigger problems there. All right. So I famously took down the greeting card industry with my hack of getting around paying $10 for a birthday card.
And for those that don't know?
You buy a $2 one from the $2 shop, but you go to the newsagents and you look at the $10 one, you take a photo of the message inside and then you handwrite it in the $2 one and give it. A, it looks like you've come up with the poem, and B, you only spent $2 on a card instead of 10.
Amazing.
Yep. The court case is still pending, so can't discuss it any further.
No.
I want to talk about pizza.
Oh, I love pizza.
I love pizza too, and there are some wonderful establishments around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine doling out delicious pizza.
Tell me about it.
They do great work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hot work. It's hard work.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep people happy.
Yes.
Yeah. But also, I've noticed something over the holiday period, and this was actually when I was up in Brisbane. We had pizza from one of the bigger chains.
Okay.
And that wasn't my choice. I'm more of a support local business type of guy.
Yeah. Is this a chain in which one might... eat at?
No.
Maybe in the 90s?
No.
Okay.
No, it isn't. But one thing is important to remember with these big chains as well, that the franchisees are also local business people, aren't they? So, you know, you got to support everyone. So that's what we did. Now, when we placed our orders, everybody ordered a pizza and then we were going to share them all, yeah?
Yeah.
But I was the only person that added on. I put something extra on my pizza.
Okay.
Right? And then we split the cost evenly between everyone.
Yeah.
So everybody else who ordered a pizza shouldered some of the cost of my added ingredients.
Lovely. That's great.
That's great for them. It's great for me too because I didn't have to pay extra to get extra. But ordinarily, I would have to pay extra. So if I want something like pineapple, which I frequently add to pizzas, don't at me, then I will pay the extra.
Yep.
And I was going through the pricing of the extras in pizza.
Oh.
And something struck me as being a little bit weird and possibly a little bit unrealistic.
Okay.
So I've crunched some numbers for you, people. Pull up a chair. Let's talk about adding things to pizza and how much you're paying to do so.
I'm if Papa Giuseppe is listening, just don't.
I'm about to rock his world.
Yeah.
Papa Giuseppe going into retirement. Here we go. Let's talk about, okay, how much would you expect to pay as a standard for an addition on a piece of pizza?
I don't know, like 50 cents?
No, it's like $2, mate. How long's it been since you've added something to pizza?
No, I add, but I just don't think. Sorry, I don't have the prices.
I add, but I don't think. Okay, let's start slowly because they're different prices. You go anywhere from $1.50 to $3. Probably some places will charge you $5. But I've gone with standard big chain pizza joint.
Okay.
That you would probably be likely to order from, right? So for capsicum and olives, you're paying $1.50.
$1.50 for capsicum.
Yep, to add capsicum to your pizza. $1.50 to add olives and $2 to add jalapenos to your pizza, okay?
All right.
Let me just break that down for you, okay? For capsicum, you're paying $8.90 a kilo, right?
Yeah.
But for the olives, it's $20 a kilo at the supermarket.
Yeah.
So why am I paying $1.50 to add capsicum when it's also $1.50 to add olives?
Yeah.
See where I'm going with
this? Yes, yeah. Right. They just set their price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So arbitrary. In the middle, $2 for jalapenos, they're $13.52 a kilo at the moment.
Who orders extra capsicum as well?
Yeah,
anyway,
I don't know. Let's not get bogged down in that. All right, it goes on. Let's talk meats. Let's talk about bacon, which at the moment you can grab for $14 a kilo from the supermarket and will cost you
$2 extra to put on a pizza.
Wow, okay, yep.
Or do you want chicken, which is going to cost you $16 a kilo from the supermarket?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Also, $2 to add to your pizza.
See, I would assume that chicken is more than bacon.
No, it's the same, $2.
Yeah.
But you're getting less value if you put bacon on. You're paying the same price.
Same price.
Ridiculous. Now, here's where it gets wild.
Okay.
You ready for this?
All right.
Anchovies.
Gross. Right?
$2 to add anchovies to your pizza. Do you know how much it is for a kilo of anchovies?
No.
$64.46. Huh?
$64.46
for a kilo of anchovies. But if you want to add anchovies to your pizza, $2. Right? That seems like good value compared to what I've just gone through, particularly chicken and bacon. But then, how much do you reckon pineapple is a kilo at the moment? Just like as in pieces.
Oh.
$2.59 a kilo. You know what you're paying for that as well to add to a pizza? $2, the same as you are paying to add anchovies.
Okay, yep.
And there is a total of $61 something difference.
Do you know what it is? This is what they've done.
Laziness?
No. They've all sat around and they're like, all right, what do people order most as add-ons?
Yeah. We're going to sting them for it.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. There you go, guys. Just know what you are paying for, know what you are ordering, and still please enjoy pizza because it's delicious and it's not the pizza's fault.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock 955.
What you thinking about, mate?
Hey, mate. Yeah, mate.
I've been thinking about how thankful I am for electrical switches in the toilet. And more specifically, the dual one-flick toilet light and fan switch. Because no one knows what you're planning on doing in there because the fan always goes on when you turn the light on, creating a calm environment for everyone to do private business in. And that's just what I've been thinking about.
What you thinking about, mate? Fresh Daily with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock 955.
Feels good.
Mm.
And I say, if it feels good, do it.
Okay.
As long as, you know, I mean, everything's above board, obviously.
Are you about to drop your guts in the studio or?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never done that in front of you. When you were away that week, I just kept praying, please no one come in.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. No. Yesterday we were having a little discussion, okay, and we were having a chat about making money on the side, a little side hustle.
Yeah.
And you weren't, I don't know, you weren't really on board, and I get that.
This is the selling pictures of our feet thing.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
I've done a bit of research.
Okay.
So Ash Williams is in the jungle in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, right?
Yeah.
And he used to sell pictures of his feet, and Abby Chatfield knows people that make money from their feet or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just kind of feel like, you know, as far as selling things go.
Easy money.
So I've kind of looked into it, right?
Okay.
Because you were a little bit unsure.
At first I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And then as soon as it came to any sort of discussion about it, I was like, no, I'm out.
Yeah. And so Adam messaged us on our Facebook page and he said, you should do a 2021 K-Rock foot calendar. January photo, loggy feet on the balcony with the ocean in the background. Thank you, Adam, because you know you can see it from a house.
You can.
And he says, Tom opening a craft beer with his big toe.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he's into this and he's like putting in requests or maybe just ideas. I don't know, but how does that make you feel? Like, you know, just a bit of a thought.
Well, I feel like you'd be giving away the milk. No one's going to buy the cow.
No. This is the thing. I've done my research.
Right.
You want to give a bit of the milk away.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's how you get
little tasters of
the milk. Yeah, because then the dairy frothers come. They're like, I smell milk, right?
We're still talking
anyway,
about
feet. Anyway, why did you have to bring up milk? I don't want to talk feet and milk. Just all right. So basically, I've gone to TikTok, okay?
Yeah.
Because this is where a lot of people give information like this. There's a whole thing saying, I'm an accountant. No one asks you questions when you say you're an accountant, right? So a lot of chicks on there are like, oh, you know, they don't want to come out because they're not real comfortable with the fact when people are like, oh, what do you do? And they're like, some of them are like, yeah, I'm a stripper. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Other people are like, no, I'm an accountant. Because no one ever asks you follow-up questions, right? So there is this chick on TikTok and she has given me a wealth of knowledge in regards to selling feet pics. I've done this for you.
Okay.
Her name is DJ's Beer Cave. Anyway, that's her TikTok handle. I don't know. But she says that you want to make an Instagram account separate to your one, and just start putting up feet photos, right? But there's a little bit into it, a little bit more you need to know.
You have to actually look into feet photos and feet poses. Each different one has a specific name for what the pose is, and people have different fetishes for each kind of pose. So when you post your foot photos, you're gonna wanna specifically hashtag about those poses. One is called the pose, toe spreading, foot arch, smelly feet, you get the idea. Look these up.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I think once we got to like smelly toe spreading feet. And then the arch and then smelly feet, I was like, bleh.
I'm just gonna try and just drop this in just to kind of, cause you haven't come out and said no. So I'm just gonna kind of drop.
The next
drop
thing I need
little
to know,
teasers.
Next thing I need to know is what kind of money we're talking about.
Okay, well apparently it takes quite a while to get up a following.
Okay,
but mate, if you've got something, I mean, if flicking off a craft beer, the top of a craft beer with Tom's toe is something that they want, they'll pay for it.
Message us, K-Rock July, on Instagram. I want to gauge the interest in.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.